OK， 好啦，我哋翻嚟最后一节 MG 十三啦。咁啊，正话咧讲咗好多好多关于个旅程嘅一啲地方，大家系未听过啦 ，MG 十三冇讲过嘅地方，例如 Brass Orange 咧，大家都冇听过。咁所以正话即系介绍过呢个地方啦，同埋呢个 Sedona 有咩咁神秘啦。咁 OK，What next are we gonna stick？ We gonna introduce a little about the itinerary.
Well, we can, you know, talk a little bit about.Where we're going.、
Mm. Will you focus on the microphone?
Yes, I'll eat it if you want. Is that better?
Yeah, you've been recording all these days and you still stay away with the microphone. Unbelievable.
Well, one of the important things for people to know、
yeah.
about this shared experience、
yeah.
is that we're going to have workshops.、
Mm. Workshops of what?
Well, for example...We arrive in Las Vegas.、Mm. Everybody will be tired,、mm. so we'll have a relaxing time of arrival.
Yeah.
People can enjoy the local food or whatever.、
Mm.
But we go to Area 51.
Yeah, as that is an appetizer.
Appetizer. So, you know, you will see、
it's、
these...
Even it's just a snacks. Yeah.
The place where Bob Lazar...
Yeah.
That's the area Bob Lazar used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
That's the area where he predicted...
We have no way that we can enter to the gates.
Yes, you know? There is a way, but we have to carry you out dead in a box.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Deadly force.
Deadly、
yeah.
force. But、mm. you go to the local museum, like the Roswell Museum,、mm-hmm. the E.T. Highway, you see all the things that are there, but you'll also be given...
Are we going to the Roswell Museum?
There's a museum there anyway.
Okay.
And a very well-known museum.
Not the one in Roswell.
Not in Roswell, but you'll see this museum and it'll be explained to you various、mm. things. Of course, I will also be, if you like, teaching or explaining, giving the information about the area and about everything that we experience along the way. And、we obviously come back and...、enjoy the nightlife there in Las Vegas.
We won't stay at night in Area 51, right?
We won't stay at night. We'll
because there's
come
nothing、
back.
To see anyway.
Well, it's not that there's nothing to see, but we'll be seeing other stuff in other places.、but we will be going to...、the following day, we'll be off to Phoenix、mm-hmm. in order to get to Sedona.、
Mm.
Just looking at our list here, of course, you know that Area 51 is an underground base.
Exactly.
Most obviously extraterrestrial orientated as well. We know that Charles Hall,、
mm-hmm.
the tall whites, was at Nellis, not far.、
Mm.
So the whole area is very interesting to talk about, to learn about.、
Mm.
And of course, we're on the bus. I'm open to questions, give you the answers.、
Mm.
So there'll be extra-political workshop.
You open the questions in all these 6 days?
All these 6 days.
People are going to ask questions and make you crazy.
And they will learn everything.、Mm. They will learn.
Okay.
And、
you、
of course...
Don't yell help.
No, no problem. That's what they're there、
If、
for.
Everybody raise up their hand and asking questions.
Well, we'll be going to Sedona and one of the places we're going to、
yeah.
is this Enchantment Resort.
Oh, that one. That is exciting.
That, you have a video and you can show that as well because you haven't showed that.
Yeah, I showed it in the promo, that two guys.
In the promo, there's two guys and you can play the interview. When Jenny, I was filming, she sat next to me and we started asking if there's a secret underground base.、
Mm.
And he said, I can neither confirm or nor deny.
Yeah.
Which is the standard answer for military and people who have signed the Official Secrets Act.
Do you think he's answering you as teasing you, not exactly like a hidden message?
It's a hidden message, and he's serious.
Yeah?
Being nice about it. You could hear he turned up the machine, the ice grinding machine.
The noise in the
yeah,
background.
So that the interview would be slightly disrupted. So we'll be staying there. And this is the place where some of the most evil...
No, remember, if we got enough people, like 17 people, then we will stay in that hotel.
I believe so. Jake is sort of still arranging all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But we will go.、it is an underground base underneath. The wall opposite it,、
mm.
big shift, a big steep cliff.、
Mm.
It's beautiful. You see the wall. It's also got some very paranormal. People have seen craft coming out of the wall. People
the
have seen
craft coming out from the wall.
Yeah, because it's a vortex. It's a, you know, it's a portal.
So, oh, they're just flying out.
Well, I haven't seen them,
nothing.
But this is known in the area. This is known area. But this is what's so special about Sedona.
Is there where you said only Dick Cheney will live into the hotel because
he comes there on the pretext, expensive. Pretends it's like a holiday, went up, boom, down the underground base.
So the hotel is actually
a cover story.
A cover up on the top.
Yeah.
But also the entrance to go to the underground base.
We don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is.
We don't know where it is.
But could be in the hotel.
But as you saw from that interview, that film, the people working in the hotel,
they're all military. Ah. So in that promo, that two guy with the orange shirt, you know, the other one say you can either confirm or deny.
I can either confirm nor deny.
That guy is a military.
All of them.
They're just
getting into the hotel grounds. You can't just drive in.
There's a
gate with a boom gate.
You cannot just drive
in. They will have to expect you and, you know, ask you questions. You'll see when you go in.
It's not like a normal hotel. It's not like a decoy.
It's kind of like that, yeah. It's kind of like that.
Wow.
So that's where we will be staying, as far as we know.
That one itself is really exciting already.
Yeah.
And we, a whole group going there, and we're staying in this one of this sensitive hotel.
It is sensitive.
Absolutely. Are we telling them we arrive?
They already know.
They already know.
This program goes through the computers. It's picked up. They already know.
I definitely believe my phone, your phone, and MJ13, this promo, YouTube,
everything.
You know, like it was...
Everything.
Like the CIA said, this is already been monitored.
Everything.
So they knew we were going there. Is it going to increase the difficulty for people to apply the visa?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
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 They will definitely open up the visa for us.
They won't affect the visa.
They want the what?
It won't affect the visa. They'll never bring visa problems into their secret stuff. It's like somebody once said, the best place to hide a book is put in the library. You understand?
It's too many books.
Too many books.
So you don't think they're going to stop us by giving us the visa to go to state? Because some of the people may want to go. You know, they want to follow us.
People already going, yeah.
Yeah, the people, they said they want to go, but they are so worried they cannot get the visa.
Can get the visa.
They can get the visa.
Can get the visa. You won't be stopped.
No. Not even when we reach there. But they definitely know we are going to Area 51. They got people on the hillside monitoring us.
Somebody knows.
Already.
Yeah, but don't worry.
We don't have to worry. No dangers.
Don't worry.
Okay, so... By the time we get to Bradshaw, they knew we arrived.
They knew, yes.
They knew it.
Yes. They know. They have quantum access programs. They know certain signatures of thought. They can pick it up.
That's why that being
was waiting there by the base. He also knows.
You mean they, in the sense you're talking about the military or you're talking about the alien?
You're talking about the black projects, not government. Government don't even know half of what's going on.
No, I mean the shadow government.
The shadow government, no.
They knew.
Yeah, this is what Edward Snowden's all about. He's showing you the NSA. It's associated.
So actually, whoever applied, they already know them.
They know. It's nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Nothing. Okay.
Life is like that.
Yeah.
It's always been like that.
It's been happening all these years. You know, the monitoring, you know, the sneezing, exactly. The checking on us. It's been happening all these years. We only find out now.
Correct.
But it happens long times ago, since many years ago. Anyway, we were on day 3 or day 4.
Well, it doesn't really matter which day, but we're also going to be meeting with Kim Carlsberg. She was that photographer on Baywatch. Mm. She's the abductee. She put out that incredible book, the coffee table book, and color plates of everybody's ET experience called The Arts of Close Encounters.
Mm.
Every page is beautiful gloss. It's beautiful color of people's art of ETs. We're meeting with Kim. We'll be also tying in our CE5 with her. And we will also be doing Skywatch with Kim and experiencing a lot of the stuff in Sedona.
Skywatch, in the sense that they are using the third generation of military.
Yes, but we'll do better than that, because what we'll do is we'll put a proper video camera on the 3G, and we'll point it up, and then when these ETs do come in, we'll pick them up.
Yeah.
And we'll watch their craft, and everybody can watch on the screen.
There's a big screen.
We will put a big screen in the desert.
We will see it directly.
Everybody will
see. But nobody has a chance to hold a Google.
Yes, some people can look at the Google. But, you know, we will also ensure the sky is clear. Remember, if the sky is clear, you'll see these craft.
By your naked eye.
Yes.
You don't need that Google.
You don't need them. But we want to be able to look. We want to do the CE5 ourselves to ensure they know we're coming, and at least they come lower so we can see with our naked eye.
It's totally silent. I mean, this is unbelievable.
This is what you're going to experience. This is why we're going.
Okay, that is...
We're also...
That is the area in Sedona already.
Certain area in Sedona, yeah.
Yeah, King Casper.
Yeah, but bear in mind... Anything can also happen
in that area. What do you mean?
Paranormal area, vortices, interdimensional portals. You don't know. So I'm going to stress that everybody who's on the trip with us, we have a buddy system.
A buddy system, like diving.
Like diving. Yeah. Everybody must have a buddy.
I don't want to be your buddy.
You don't have to be my buddy. So everyone has a buddy. If your buddy is missing, you immediately tell me. Immediately.
What do you mean missing? You scared?
Goes off into the bush, goes to the toilet. If your buddy goes to the toilet, you must be nearby. You must always see your buddy.
Yeah.
Comes back.
Yeah.
So we have a buddy system.
Yeah. What if...
So there's 20 people, we're only looking at 10. Because everybody has a buddy.
Okay.
So it's easier to manage.
Mm.
And then there's no problem.
Mm.
Okay? This is very important. On the buddy
system.
So
your buddy will be sharing the same room with you.
Your buddy, you never leave your buddy. Your buddy is never out of your sight.
Yeah, not even taking the shower.
Not even taking a shower. You've got to make sure your
buddy... I don't want to be your buddy. That's,
this is why we're in Sedona. I want everybody to stay with a buddy.
Mm.
And that's the way it'll be. And Jake, myself, will be there to handle any problem.
Mm.
Okay? And we can solve any problem. So don't worry.
Okay.
We can solve. If something paranormal happens, I just say, keep calm.
Mm.
Keep calm.
But you have already think there is something going to happen in paranormal.
I can't say it will, it won't. What I can say is you will see.
Well,
you'll see craft. Look, you'll see them.
Okay, again and again and again. Okay, this is where... 这个就是我们会在这个Sedona做其中一件事就是CE5 和这个Skywatcher 即是看天啊, and what else we will do in Sedona?
We will meet Tom Dongo.
Tom Dongo.
Come and give us a meet and greet so we can ask questions and he can tell us a bit about his experiences on the Bradshaw Ranch.
He's no longer investigating Bradshaw Ranch.
He's a lot older today, of course. Yeah. You know, still very fit, still takes people around. Not as active as he was.
Okay.
But he's the man who's had the first-hand experience on the Bradshaw Ranch. Tom Dongo will tell you about three toed footprints in the floor.
Right.
He will tell you about the creatures. He'll tell you about what he's seen.
Mm.
It's there. He's the man.
Mm.
Okay. He'll also give you information, but so will Kim, about the surrounding vortices and the red mountains that you'll see and what goes on.
Okay. So and we will see Tom Dongo. Tom Dongo 啦，咁因為其實先前我錄咗一集喺呢個 Big Boys Club 都有講過佢，咁但係未出街啦。咁當然呢一集出街嘅時候，可能好多人都未認識呢個 Tom Dongo 係邊個。咁其實佢係一個調查員，亦都係入過去，即係喺政府接管呢個 Bradshaw Ranch 呢個白梭牧場之前咧， 佢係入過去入邊做過好多 study， 甚至係影過，甚至係見過有啲外星人啊，有啲唔同嘅物種啊，例如佢哋會喺個房入邊，喺個屋入邊突然聽到聲，跟住見到有外星人係入咗屋嘅。咁其實有一張黑白相係出過嚟，出過街。咁就係呢個係 Tom Dongle 佢嘅做一個好多嘅調查。Tom Dongle is the man who study a lot of files of Brush Orange.
Oh yeah.He's the
number one.、
Expert. He was friendly with Linda Bradshaw. They wrote the book together, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No wonder. So no one knows better than him.
Nobody knows better. Skinwalker stuff, he knows.
He knows.
He knows.
All this stuff.、Oh, okay. Yeah. 好啦，我哋有機會見到 Tom Dongle. And then what else will happen in...
Well, let's have a look at our list. There's just so many things, you know?
So many things 嗱，講真唔係講少啊！呢個係嗰個，如果你哋有上網睇到嗰個行程表啊，唔係一張係兩張啊，兩張嘅行程表啊，係密質質嗰啲英文字嚟噶。
Yeah, we won't talk about all the stuff, but you know, of course, we're going to meet with Travis Walton. Fire in the Sky.
Yeah, that guy in the movie.
Yeah, and they're making a remake now of Fire in the Sky with Hollywood.
But they remake it.
A remake.
Because the original movie,
what the Hollywood people tried to do was twist the story.
Yeah, make it really scary.
Yeah,
and then,
Travis got upset about that.
But really?
He will tell you what really happened. What really happened.
Not like the movie.
He'll tell you what really happened to him when he was knocked down by the craft, when he was taken onto the craft. He'll tell you really what happened to the beings when they let him walk around the craft. He'll tell you what they look like. He'll tell you what happened when the humans came in with these...like spacesuits and took him out. He'll tell you exactly what you know. In other words, he'll tell you the truth what actually happened, as it actually did happen, and how.
Yeah, because in the movie he was so scared. You know, in the movie the story makes people scared. You know, he was being lying on the table naked, and those aliens was torturing him.
Yeah, but he wasn't being tortured, but he was scared.And he'll tell you the place where exactly he was put back again. He'll take you to the actual
location
where the flying saucer came down, powered up, where he ran up to the saucer, where the beam hit him and knocked him back. He'll probably react it for you. He'll stand there and show you what happened and how he went back. And, you know, everybody had the chance to stand next to him and feel what he felt.
Oh.God.
This is what we are. You want to share the experience. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, if we have a chance, he probably will bring us to the phone booth. He call for help.
He can also because the exact same phone booth is there, but that's another distance.
Oh, another area.
But we'll see. Those who want to go, it's possible. You know, but we'll see. And then, of course, we also the greatest UFO event was the Phoenix Lights.
Oh, yeah. There are more than 10,000 people, 10% of people in Phoenix.
Saw the Phoenix Lights. Some people said it was so big that you could land...
Five 747
on the wing. On the wing.
Yes.
And this Lynn, Dr. Lynn Kito, is a medical doctor. She's not somebody, just anybody. She filmed them.
Yeah. You know, it happens again on January of 2013.
Not only does it happen again.
Yeah, happen again. I checked on
all
the
time in Phoenix. There's always many, many reports of lights and people filming them. It's very active. It's near Sedona also. So these craft, for example, my experience in 2000 over Hong Kong is the same craft.
The Delta ship.
The same experience I had in Hong Kong with those 20 Chinese and that CEO and governor of the school. In my opinion, it's the same craft. In my opinion. But it could be wrong. But in my opinion. There's an animation of it on YouTube.
Yeah. The V-shape.
The V-shape.
V-shape.
Okay, I had CGI. I had it made and put onto YouTube what we experienced. So, Dr. Lynn Kitai will come and do a workshop.So this is not just a question of going there and listening to somebody. You're doing a workshop with Dr. Lynn Kitai. She's a medical doctor.
So she will tell you exactly what happened.
And, you know, you can meet and greet and ask her questions, and she'll tell you as it was. And, you know, you can see the film. I mean, it's all there, you know. She has DVDs and, oh, I mean, you're going to be meeting the real people.
Mm. And she is one of the biggest investigator in Felix.
Of this thing, yeah.
Because she actually called to the newspaper and asking, where's the report?
Well, you know, she also knows, you know, Governor Fife Symington, when the thing flew over, everybody asked the government, now what's going on, what's going on? And Fife Symington came on, and he said, I'll tell you what is going on. And you got somebody dressed up in a space, in an alien.
The alien.
You know, can give them the link.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah, and the alien, and he said, this is what we saw.
Hmm.
He made a fool of everybody.
Yeah.
10 years later, Fife Symington admitted. He was so sorry he did that. He insulted people. He says, yes, as far as he's concerned, this was something extraterrestrial. Governor Fife Symington. You can see this on YouTube.
The guy with glasses.
Fife Symington.
Yes.
He's the governor.
Guy, the speaker, you know, standing in front
the box.
Of the...
That's it.
The speech.
Yeah.
And then by the time he speaks, and the other guy, you know, wearing the alien shirt.
Yeah.
You know, with the mask, with the glove and the silver alien, you know,
but
come
10
up.
10 years later, Fife Symington said he was sorry for playing that trick.
He said that himself.
He said that, yes, you can see him say it. He says, now I'll tell you the truth. You understand?
Wow.
Mm. So now you can see Fife Symington telling the truth on YouTube. Yes, it was not the military. Yes, you know, it wasn't what we said it was. We were very worried. This was an extraterrestrial craft.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm. Yeah, that one is huge. It's really huge and a big news.
Right.
The biggest event.
Right.
It's the most United States.
Biggest event. So
it happens in 1995. It happens again in 1997.
Right.
And then it happens again 2004. And it happens again early this year.
The point is that these people are all my colleagues in the Exopolitics Institute.
Mm.
So on this trip, you have access to all the top credited real researchers.
Mm.
You will hear firsthand, not what this club said, what that group said, what this one said, and this one. Yep, 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 like in Hong Kong. I am taking you to share first-hand experience, first-hand from Travis Walton, first-hand from Tong Dongo. You'll see UFOs first-hand.
Mm, by yourself, by your eyes.
Nothing is going to be through somebody. All first-hand testimony, first-hand experience. Okay?
Okay.
So to make this happen, it's very hard. We've had to put everything together.
Mm.
And share it, and off we go.
Exactly. Oh, and I don't know what else I can say. I mean, compared to Area 51, the Area 51 is really nothing, just a kindergarten, no playground.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of the tour, yeah.
You'll see when you come back, boy, it's gonna make a noise.
Okay, once again, 我哋讲多一次啊，所有呢个。旅程即系你当埋广告都好啦，个旅程$50,000系包晒所有机票啦、来回机票啦，即系讲紧香港同三藩市，即系同拉斯维加斯啊，即系我哋啲内陆机啊、食啊、住啊，全部包晒嘅，即系包晒呢啲入边嗰啲嘢嘅，咁就所以其实呢个价钱都唔系好贵啊，我觉得都 OK， 都可以接受。当然啊，即系如果譬如有啲朋友系喺，譬如话佢喺美国嘅。或者佢喺加拿大，即係佢話：喂，我想 join 你哋，但我冇理由飛翻嚟香港再 join 你飛翻去噶。咁譬如有啲朋友本身係喺 San Francisco 或者喺 Vegas 嘅，我哋可以獨立同佢安排係喺美國嗰度會面，跟住先至 join 埋一齊起程，都得嘅嚇。即係我哋而家係安排緊，因為有啲人 join 咗，即係報咗名嘅係真係，譬如佢本身係喺美國嘅。咁咁樣佢冇理由飛翻嚟香港，咁我哋就會喺嗰度同佢哋會面，之繼續個旅程咁樣嘅。所以咧，即係呢次嘅我特登點解要揾阿 Neil 上嚟，就係講呢啲資料俾大家聽啦。OK，we are targeting to start our tour in the middle of October, which is like 12 of October.
Right.
And it lasts 6 days， 即係我哋六日啦 ，six days。And the 6 days is going to be completely change people's mind.
Because we're very focused on what we're going to do. So we go from one thing to the other to the other. This is not a holiday tour.
Mm.
This is not a holiday party. This is serious.
Mm.
This is the real thing.
Yeah.
Let's see how much of this real thing people can take.
Mm. Right. Okay. 咁啊，系啦，时间差唔多啦。Once again, thank you again for coming up for MJ 13 and sharing all your information and your details. And once again, people, if you want to join us, go to the link list on the screen now. Okay, on the screen now, you can see our groups and enter the groups, and then we will know more details. Well, are we going to have a gathering before the tour? Whoever joined the tour.
Oh, whoever joined the tour, we certainly have to get together. There are certain,
has a meeting.
Certain issues we need to discuss privately with them, yes.
Yeah, the people who joined the tour, who paid the
yeah.
money. What if the people who paid the money and they paid the deposit, and just in case something happened, for example, they cannot get their visas, or just in case it's some reason, like we cannot form the tour. For example, if we only have
yeah, I mean, if we don't, if all of us don't go, then and there's no loss, then we just give back. I mean, we're sharing the benefit of experience, and we're sharing the loss, whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's not. This is not a money making scheme. You can't make money out of something like this. Mm. So of course, if people can't come, they can't come, and they've put money in, we have to just give it back. I mean, there's no reason to keep somebody else's money.
I know. I understand. Yeah, that's what people need to know. 就係即係如果講多次啦，即係如果你真係攞唔到 visa， 或者係我哋成唔到團咧，我哋係原銀全部退翻曬俾大家嘅。好啦，咁啊，今日時間差唔多啦，咁啊，希望大家中意今一集嘅 MJ。嗱，下一集要俾啲預告大家先。下一集咧，我哋係會請到一位係差唔多去到接近死亡咗嘅人，然之後復活，跟住所謂復活啦，即係醒翻啦。然之后咧，喺五个月之内咧，将自己嘅身体由一个腐坏晒嘅身体变翻做一个正常嘅人，现兜兜就坐喺卓飞面前，同大家做一集 MJ 十三嘅嘉宾。我哋下个星期继续会有 MJ 十三，继续会有一个人，呢位人真系正话我讲过嗰位，即系由死亡再翻翻嚟嘅一位人啦，亲身坐喺度同大家讲佢死亡之后。即是在一个濒死状态所看到的东西，所听到的东西，还有什么原因令到完全回来。 OK,next episode of MJ13, we're going to have the other ladies who come back from death.
Okay, good.
And share her experience. That is going to be mind blowing as well. 好了，有兴趣就去参加这个 Facebook, 啦这个 group, 啦就 join 我们这个团啦。Thank you again, Neil,
Thank
for
you.
coming up to MJ13 and sharing your stories and everything.
Thank you.
We will see you again very soon.
Good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, 下个礼拜继续 MJ13, 系咁，拜拜。